Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Katwongere katonde ngariza manyi.
Let's add God a mighty hand clap. For the ministers who have just left, for God has empowered them,
passing
through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and they preach us that word of wisdom, never to reject God's call. When God has called you, He's already given you a gift, and He includes calling you and attach on works. All those things you've cast them. Yes.
Singa.
If you reject that calling towards God. For as He comes to call you,
He
already chose you be an apostle to give you a gift. You'll be a pastor. You'll be a prophet. He gives you that gift. And attach on a calling.
Then in achitekakemirimu,
and also attach on works.
Era na achitekere birungi ebirino okukozesebwa.
And He prepares good things meant to be used.
Na manyi gonna gitagisa.
All the power needed.
Agabuli mulimu omulungi ogwokukirisa.
Every good work of faith.
Na achitekakonto omulimu ogwo.
And attach that work.
Wa kununula abantu emitwalo esatu.
To redeem 30,000 people.
Mitwalo kumi.
100,000.
Akawumbika abantu.
1 billion. Now many things are attached on it. Those you've cast off
in
the midst of rejecting your call, as you give excuses which are not proper. But God have mercy that we can stand. May the Lord bless you. You can take your seat slowly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mukigambecho,
in that word,
since ramu okwekuma okwitibwa kwa Katonda eri amawanga gonna,
based there to watch over and keep yourself in God's worldwide call,
since ramu Africa Uganda,
basically in Africa Uganda,
kuyitibwa kwetulangire nnyo wano,
it's the call we proclaim much here. It means
it
does not concern only we here, we seated here, or you an individual here, or me who speak. This we speak God's worldwide call,
basically
in Africa, Uganda. The ministry declaring this
Knowledge of God International Ministries.
Called for Knowledge of God International Ministries. It means it too is not yours now. And it is not mine. It's a ministry of nations which proclaims God's worldwide call,
basing
in Africa, Uganda. If you begin fight with it, you will fight God over nations. The God of all those with flesh. It's the one you're going to be fighting with. Full Knowledge of God International Ministries. We all here, no one began it. But we, with Him. We came joined on Him.
Ministry
promised it that the earth will be filled knowledge of God. It is promised, and He promised is faithful, even fulfilling and fulfills. Now He called you, you work with Him that you fulfill. And then the world be filled with knowledge, the knowledge of God, as the waters cover the sea. Now, because the ministry has to fill knowledge of God all over the world, it had to spearhead God's worldwide call, basically in Africa, Uganda, that it fills all nations with knowledge. We shall speak that as we speak of the 9 standard strategies. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
I want to take heed of this. I'll tell this to you ahead. Don't set up any other religion, neither any other belief, which is false.
As
you fight the belief of full knowledge of God international ministries, we believe in God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we believe He called us. We spearhead God's worldwide call, basing in Africa, Uganda. In us, there are people who rose up, created a new religion and a new belief.
Now,
they created a new false belief and a religion that they can fight the belief of full knowledge of God international ministries. Those people are called corrupter children. They are to corrupt the others. Others, they are rebellious. Others, they are prodigal children. Others, they are backsliders. Those who backslide.
Disobedient
children. And their children. What I try to tell you, that when they are creating a new belief, a new false belief, which fights with the belief of full knowledge of God in national ministries, for that faith, Romans 10:17 said, come from hearing the word of God. Now them it means, everything we teach, they try to twist its meaning. And they try to see, they subtract and add in them. Right in the midst as you converse with them, they have contentions and arguments. There are some who don't write down notes, or those who write. After the murmur, they say, why do we write all these? But they forget if it are to be an example. Faithful servants committed to this word to teach others. What you've not written, you never teach others.
Hallelujah.
So those who have that belief, I'll come preach about them. And if God will allow it, I'm going to expose them openly.
Hallelujah.
And they create a way of a religion. They create a false religion. Or call it
character.
Character, their character.
But on the way in pizza,
they create their own character and behaviors. For the word religion means the characters, behaviors.
That
means they create other behavioral characters which we don't conduct ourselves here. What is called the religion of God? They are behaviors of fear of God.
Now,
they created others. If you refuse mini skirts, they close them. If you refuse clothes, expose their private parts, they close them. Then they pass through discourage those clothing, long clothings.
There
are people who first got jealousy and they say, is, does God speak with the apostle alone?
It's
the one alone revealed all those, and they got envious. They move from jealousy and they go to envy, and they move from envy, they move to hatred, they move from hatred, they move to rebellion. And they grew into rebellious children.
Disobedient.
They became both fighting us.
Rebellious
children. They move within that system. And they are rotten tomatoes.
Those
people, you avoid them. One day I'll come teach you about them. But they sit right in the congregation. Look to the forehead of your brethren, tell them, let it not be you. You will run with no one is chasing you. And if you hear those who have run away and those we've closed outside the gate, don't be surprised.
We are
not going to accept any person
who
is against the belief of full knowledge of God national ministries. We believe in God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. After hearing come from hearing the word of God, and we put it in action.
We
believe as full knowledge of God in national ministries. God called us to spearhead his worldwide call. Basic in Africa, Uganda.
Everything
we hold is not for us as an individual. It's for the entire world.
We
cannot look at you as an individual for your own motives as a person. That is very hard.
And
it's going to move, be very hard. But you know that the wickedness among us has to be gotten out of us.
Amen.
As we work together with God and go to works,
he
chase you as we do chase you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now watch over yourselves in the way saying, everything you do, examine to see whether you are still in faith. That one, what they tell you. What they tell you. Ask them where it's written.
And
tell them I want to call four other brethren. And we share about it. For it is light. Why do you want me to share with you alone? Light does it not shine to all?
Let's
call the rest we share on the things you tell me of.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
it's good we share about it. Why do you speak that to me alone? And I know very well what God reveals in secret.
Stand
on the house top
proclaim.
You spoke. This man, woman, is
speaking.
Let me proclaim, brethren, something we share of here. Who shared on what? Someone here is saying, apostle teaches the same things every time. Let's come see whether they are the same. Yes. You will see that they run away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
you don't even have time. But if you are a pig, I'm not insulting. Creations have a gospel they preach to us. And the gospel of creation is reached everywhere. You know, a pig, they have put it, tied it around. They put in something to tame it in the mouth.
For even
where it sleeps, it begins to crap the whole ground. Now, when its master gives it food, the peels of the bananas and the other potatoes, the potato leaves, every kind, yams, leaves, the pig is always murmuring. And it says,
it
does not give me enough, me, I eat a lot. Now, it defecates in it. He has to let me free. I go away. I go look for my own food. Now that pig.
Him yemurugunya ku mukama wayo
mama's complaining
as
she goes lose the eye no time me here I want to be free.
Got it?
That pig
don't
wonder it loses itself and the master has not lost it. It says I am going to look for my eating every place. It goes rejoicing, shake its tail. Now it goes in the garden of the neighbor. The neighbor beats the pig and it runs crying. From there, it goes in the yams of another neighbor. And they want to beat that head and it runs, flees away. It finds the pills of the neighbor. They are not. And the neighbor says,
You're
on the pills of my cow, you pig. As it's there, it reaches to a Muslim's home. My God.
Mama,
my God. Alarm with a panga. And I didn't know where you've been getting the food. I have come back myself. You find it this time sleeping, it's not tight. My master, this time I am back. You give me some food. Oh no, I didn't know what you passed through. How do you reason with people? And they give you food.
Oh
no, you boil it. You put some salt. And you mix for me.
But I take pills
and they beat me. Now, you who are like those pigs,
you
are there murmuring as God gives us food of the word here, that you want to lose yourself, eat at the neighbors, but you go try. Find even the north taming metal, you've removed it. Every time he ties me here, doesn't want me stir up the ground where I sleep. You removed, you went to the neighbors with that your long mouth. But we are going to wait you as the neighbors chase you from there. You come back, fall down like that pig. Morning and good morning, my Lord.
Well,
I didn't know what you passed through to get food for me. But this time, though you don't tie me, I will not run.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Are
you that pig?
Or
are you a child of God? But you think of that word. Every time you more than a pig. You make noise. Don't know your master what he passed through to bring food.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's move from there.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, Pastor Robin Samson. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and to reach to you part 19 of the book on God is Mega Last Agenda on the Earth. This is part 19 of the book on God is Mega Last Agenda on the Earth. Call it book about full knowledge of God in national ministries and God is worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We still move on with NB number 8. What's to put special attention? What's meaningful? And they are key in God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And this NB is called God revealed to me the book of remembrance, passing through the heavenly journey, passing through the heavenly biblical journey for 7 years from there 2005
up in
2011 in series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
Azotals,
or call it teleportation,
Thamim,
and the Urim. And these are spiritual transports, those used in the heavenly journey, as we first saw. And we moved to see
that
this heavenly journey was moved through the Bible for 7 years to be able to reveal the origin, the reality,
amazima,
the truth,
ne kubolya Bible,
even way of the Bible,
na nobulambu wa Bible,
and the life of the Bible. And when we finish there,
we
began the summary of the heavenly journey. We move from this planet Earth, we headed onto other 9 planets, we headed to the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, the clusters in the firmament of the heaven, and they are in the kingdom of the stars. It's where we saw of hell, the prison of God. It's known as the bottomless pit, where imprisoned spirits of rebellious children
who
clothed bodies of this world when they have not aligned themselves. When we finished there, we moved to see of principalities, the devils, who are known as the fallen angels,
or
call them the aliens, who also appear as demons of clans and the gods of the nations. We saw their main base in the kingdom of the stars.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Where bases all the spiritual wickedness, passing through dreams, the visions, in the trance, thoughts and imaginations. We saw the 2 other bases on this earth,
underwater.
Where there is the underwater. In the underwater, the main base
is
right at Bermuda Triangle, in the Atlantic Ocean, nearing America. Here is where they base all the powers of darkness, to spread the world,
to
blind the eyes of mind of humans, not to allow light of the word of God shine their way. When we finished there, we saw the third base, under the ground, or the underground bankers, where they base to overturn things, where bases all the magic forces.
Hallelujah.
So when we finish there, we move from the kingdom of the stars and moved on
to
the last created heaven. It is the fourth heaven, which makes up the rim below. And we are able to discover that God did not create one heaven, but He created four heavens. Call them four heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When
we finished that, we discovered it, that in the heavenly journey, we use the way of ascending and descending.
It
does not rotate in dimension. According to we read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And when we finished there, we moved to another part saying, moving from the last created heaven, it is the fourth heaven, the blue heaven you see,
which
makes up the rim below. To enter into the rim above,
it's
made of three heavens.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And after we finished that, we are told, moving from the last created heaven, the fourth heaven,
which
makes up the rim below, to enter into the first created heaven in the rim above. And in that heaven,
so
where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In which we've seen many things up to today. And today,
we
still move on with the central of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We move
on with the central,
the middle.
We're still in the mid of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven in the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Remember in the middle,
we
began seeing there the golden altar of God, the beginning of the lake of fire. All the rebellious will be cast after the judgment, the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we finished that, and we saw the covenant box, which is above the golden altar of God, where there is the holy book of God, that of heavens, the holy Bible of heaven. When we finished there, we saw the mercy seat on top of the covenant box.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
when we finished there,
tulaba ku bakerubi ababiri.
We saw the two great anointed cherubims, called the sons of the anointing, those surrounding the golden altar of God, the covenant box, even the mercy seat. Read this, me and you. We ended and we were meant to see that there is a third cherubim who fell. There is a third anointed cherubim who fell. That is the one we've begun to see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a third anointed cherubim who fell, who is called Lucifer, Satan, Satan the devil. Right there is where we are. Sure. There is a third cherubim. There is a third anointed cherubim who fell.
It's
known as Lucifer. Satan. Satan the devil. In that one, what caused him to fall? Wanting to become God. To sit in the throne of God. That he rules and he is God. Yes. This what caused him to fall? Wanting to become God. To sit within the seat of God. And one who rules over heavens and earth. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So ngabe twasoso kulaba.
So as we first saw, this third cherubim,
naye yali awo masikati.
He too was in the middle there.
Masikati gechibuga cha Katonda.
In the middle of the city of God,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven.
Eranga naye yali yetorode.
And he too was surrounding
ekyoto cha Mukama ekya zaabu,
the golden altar of God,
sanduku ya mateeka,
the covenant box,
n'entebe y'ekisa,
and the mercy seat. And he knows what we call mercy and grace. He knows them very well.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He even knows the lake of fire. And he knows how he is going to kill you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But as we read in Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 1 and 2, these two cherubim, they are still there, they are holy. But the third cherubim is the one who fell. Let's read, we hear. Ezekiel chapter 10, verse
1. Mubanga eria waguru womutwe gwa kerubi ne walabika waguru wabwe ngejinje lya safiro ngembala yekifananye chentebe.
Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubim, there appeared over them, as it were, a sapphire stone, as the appearance of the likeness of a throne. Yes.
Bakerubi.
The cherubims, these two, they are there. Let's read the next verse.
Ezekiel
chapter 10, verse 2.
Nagamba omusajja yambadde bafuta, ng'ayogera nti, yingira wakati w'abannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka, wansi wa kerubi, ojuze ebibatu byo byombi ebisiikirize eby'omuliro, ebiva wakati w'abakerubi, obimansire ku kibuga.
And he spoke unto the man clothed with linen, and said, Go in between the wheels, even under the cherub, and fill your hands with coals of fire from between the cherubim, and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight. These cherubims, those in Ezekiel chapter 10, they are the two that we saw.
Ezekiel 10
verse 1 and 2. And prophet Moses, he saw images of things in heavens. According to Hebrews chapter 8 and the verse 5. These are the ones he saw. Let's read, we hear. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5.
Abaweleza by'ebifaananyi n'ekisiikirize ekyebyo eby'omuggulu, nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda, bwe baali bagenda.
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5.
Abaweleza by'ebifaananyi n'ekisiikirize ekyebyo eby'omuggulu, nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda, bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema, kubanga ayogera nti, Tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ebyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagibwa ku lusozi.
Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that you make all things according to the pattern showed you in the mount.
Hey.
Yes.
Abim Musa.
Prophet Moses. In the shadow of the things he made of heavens, including these two cherubims. Besides the third, we are going to see the one who fell. According to the book of Exodus 25, verse
18,
Prophet Moses made these two cherubims. Let's get back and we read again. Exodus chapter 25, verse
18.
And you shall make two cherubims of gold, of hammered work shall you make them, on the two ends of the mercy seat. Yes.
He
told him to make two cherubims. So we have said that there is a third anointed cherubim who fell. But the two already they are there. They are ones who were put to keep protect the way towards the paradise. After the fall of man. According to the book of Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse
23.
Therefore the Lord God sent him from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. Verse
24.
So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and the flying sword and the flaming swords, which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life. Yes. These two cherubims, who are in the middle of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the ones who keep the way to the garden of God. It means one who deceives you that the garden paradise of God is in the earth. Let him show you where the cherubims are. Sure. But all those who wanted to pass there to tell you that there is a third anointed cherubim who fell, and his anointing and all his power, it got cast. And this one is Lucifer, one known as Satan, the devil. For Satan means one contend against God, opposing him. Sure. And the devil. Devil, he lies all nations.
And
what caused him foremost is wanting to become God, to sit in the throne of God, that rule over heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In
Ezekiel chapter 28, he speaks of him like this. Remember in Ezekiel 10, verse 1 and 2, we saw the two cherubims who remained.
But
ahead in Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11 to 15, we are showed the other cherubim who fell. Let's read we hear. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse
11.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, verse
12,
son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, that there is the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Verse
13. Berulo, Sokamu, Neyasepi, Safiro, Ejinja lya Nawandagala, Nekabunkulo, Nezabu, Emirimu egy'ebitaasa byo n'egyenderezo gyali mu ggwe, gyategekebwa ku lunaku lwe watonderwa.
You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and your pipes was prepared in you in the day that you were created. Yes. According to Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11 to 13, verse 13 is very important. You were in the garden of God, Eden. You were made in different precious stones, timbrels and pipes to sing all voices. Thus were put in you the day you were created. Who was this? Who was in the garden?
Genesis chapter 3.
You include there Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Verse 1 up to 4, you will see him. And he has come to deceive Eve, the olden serpent, Satan. But this one,
it's
not deceived, he was an angel. No. He wasn't an angel. He was one of the cherubims. And he was the third cherubim. According to Ezekiel 28, verse
14.
Ezekiel chapter 28, verse
14. Eranze na kusimba n'okubeera n'obeera olusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu.
You are the anointed cherub that covers, and I have set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Yes. They said he was a cherub, anointed cherub. He who covered. He was covering what? The golden altar of God, the covenant box, even the mercy seat. For they surrounded them as they covered them. Yes. That you were an anointed cherubim that covers. He covered what? The golden altar of God, the covenant box, the mercy seat. They were three right there. And this one is the evil who exalted himself right there.
In
this time he had been removed from there. Read scripture, he had exalted himself from where? But we shall see those. But they have said, according to Ezekiel 28, verse 14, he was an anointed cherub who covers. Who's saying that? He covered the mercy. He covered the golden altar of God, the covenant box, and the mercy seat. They say he was on the holy mountain of God. Which mountain? Hebrews 12, verse 22. You welcome in the city of God, and not the Mount Zion. Right in the city. You know, when you reach there, that altar is big. The covenant box is big. Now the mercy seat is a mountain.
Let's
ask, what is Mountain Zion? Besides this of the world, but the one in heaven, it's where cometh the laws. Where there is the covenant box. They say he moved in the midst of the coals of fire. Because he was on the altar.
Amen.
As his fellow cherubims, those we saw in Ezekiel 10, verse 1 to 3, the angel go get fire from the midst of the cherubims. Right there he was.
People
speak of Satan, they do not know him. After they say that apostle, it must be a suffix Satan. The one I know of well is the one I serve. And I was able to know Satan very well. After I'd first gotten the full knowledge of God. Now, you does not know have the full knowledge of God. I don't know whether you can differentiate well Satan. For he to fought to be God. And when he comes to you, he will not tell you clearly how he is Satan. Except when you have knowledge of God. And he said, no. This Satan. He was a cherubim for a very long time. And him, he knows all righteousness, for it's what he was sealing. And he knows many secrets, for God did not hide much easy things. But that did not stop him. Knowing truth is never bored in it. So to knowing the truth, it does never make you free, except when you abide in it.
Amen.
In the verse 15, Ezekiel 28, he was perfect until iniquity was found in him. Let's read that verse. Ezekiel 28, verse
15.
You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created till iniquity was found in you. Yes. This third anointed cherubim, known as Lucifer, Satan, he who opposes God, and the devil, he was perfect until iniquity of wanting to be God appeared in him. According to Ezekiel 28, verse 15, he was perfect till iniquity was found in him. What unrighteousness is this? He wanted to become God. And according to Ezekiel 28, when we go back from verse 1 to 3, he says like this. Ezekiel 28, verse
1.
The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, verse
2. Gamba omulangira we Tulo nti, bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti, kubanga omutima gwo gugulumizibwa, n'oyogera nti nze Katonda, ntudde ku ntebe ya Katonda, wakati mu nnyanja, era naye oli muntu buntu, so si Katonda. Newankubadde nga wasimba omutima gwo, ng'omutima gwa Katonda.
Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre, thus saith the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas. Yet you are a man, and not God, though you set your heart as the heart of God. Yes. So he planted his heart as God and he claims to be God. But
he's
just mere man, a creation. Why is he called the Prince of Tyre? For he had claimed over territories of this earth. And called the Prince of the territories of this earth. According to Luke chapter 4, he told our Lord Jesus, worship me, I give you all these cities.
All
nations and their cities, for they were given me.
So
that's why I came to call him names of the cities of the world. But he just planted his heart. And he thought he's God. And after thinking of himself, all those,
there
are the things he entered into man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's first finish this verse. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse. Ezekiel chapter 28, verse
3.
Behold, you are wiser than Daniel, and there is no secret that can be hid from you. Verse
4.
With your wisdom and with your understanding, you have gotten yourself riches and have gotten gold and silver into your treasuries. Yes. He was wiser than Daniel. No secret was hidden from him. And he sealed righteousness. There are many things we shall keep to know about him. But when he thought of becoming God, he knew that man is one in the image of God.
He's
the one I have to go first mess up. That's why in Genesis chapter 3, you are going to write it down, you will read it. Genesis chapter 3 from verse
1
to
3.
When he begins to deceive Eve, he told her, when you will eat of that tree, you will be as God. And he entered in us the thoughts of becoming God. And the sin of Adam, which people speak of in the midst of this world,
is
not having sex with his wife.
Neda.
Not. It's a sin of wanting to become God. For Satan was the first to conceive it in himself. And he deceived man that he too can become God. That they oppose God. They sit on the throne to reign heaven and earth. Have you understood me well?
Should
not deceive that the sin Adam committed, they ate apples. He went in the bed with his wife. No. The sin committed is to wanting to become God. Now we oppose our Creator. When we connive with the evil Satan. For that sin, if it was to eat fruits, we would have gotten saved, we wouldn't have eaten them anymore.
We would
have repented never to eat them again. If it was to marrying, going to the bed with your wife,
we
give up on things of women. That is the sin of Adam. But you people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
this Satan, he was the anointed cherubim. He was the third. What made him fall is wanting to become God. That's why in the Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, he says like this. Isaiah chapter 14, verse
12.
How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who did weaken the nations? Verse 13.
ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga emmunyeenye eza Katonda era ndituula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina ku njuyi ez'enkomerero ez'obukiiko bwa kkono.
For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the farthest sides of the north. Verse
14.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Have you heard what he wanted?
Satan.
Lucifer.
He
was anointed cherubim. He was the third. On the mountain of God. Isaiah 14. Verse 12. Up to verse 15. He's going to sit. He will be as the Most High. They first told him, how you have fallen from heaven.
Yes,
that's why you are best to sit on the throne. Now they have cast you from there. Some of the issues we saw, Satan and his fallen angels, they were chased from the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first created heaven. This one you see,
or
Satan you hear always being spoken of, who is known as Lucifer. He's not an angel. He has never been an angel. He was an anointed cherubim. As the other two cherubims. And he was of the same measure with them.
Yet
he thought of himself to become God. And he made campaigns in the angels he made to fall. That they elect him to become God. And he thinks perhaps God is just elected.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These
of the angels. He just masquerades.
But
he has never been an angel. He was a cherubim. That's what we must put emphasis. Yet there are much is we are to explain of him. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, they say he masquerades as an angel of light. But he was not an angel. Never. He was a cherubim. The cherubims were three. He was is one who fell. Let's read, we see. Second. Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14.
So si kya magero. Ubanga ne sitani yefananya nga malaika w'omusana.
And no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He just transforms himself. Sure. For he's a magician. He's a magician.
And
those are what he does in his third base found on this earth. In the underground bunkers. Magic. But there are many things we have to know of him. His anointing was cast. It is used in the shrines, in the false religions, in the false beliefs, even in the false salvation. It's what bewitches people. It acts magic.
Its
miracles is just magic. The end of them, lake of fire. Most of that concerning this cherubim, who was the third?
Lucifer.
Satan, the devil. We shall keep knowing them.
But as we saw
things in the middle of the citadel of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the first created heaven, those are ones in the middle. Even Satan was there. We want to move on to the central. Yes. Break down. Very nice.
Hallelujah.
We move on to the central of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven, the rim above. We are in the central of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven, the rim above.
Here
we find the seven lamps of fire, those nearing the two anointed cherubims. You see the picture now come out clear. We are in the central of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven, in the rim above. Here, first of all, we find seven lamps of fire which are nearing the two anointed cherubims. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Let's read in Revelation chapter 1. Let's first read verse 20. Revelation chapter
1, verse 20.
The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Yes. Apostle John of Revelation, he saw these seven lampstands. And these seven lampstands in heaven, they show the way the Holy Ones, the church of the Holy Ones, gathers in heaven. In this city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, that they surround the central of this city, nearing the two cherubims, those in the middle. Now the seats in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, they plant them according to the seven lampstands around the central, and they sit according to the arrangements. The Holy Ones who come from the earth, the firstborn, angels sit according to those lampstands.
They
come from the cities, they come to gather right there. Sure. That is it. Clear picture. Now let's read here, you prove that very well. Let's first go in Hebrews. Hebrews 12, verse
22-23.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse
22.
But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels,
Verse 23. Abawandikibwa mu ggulu n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna n'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abatuukirizibwa.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of holy men made perfect. Yes. Right there is where they assemble and gather. The angels and the holy ones. And went and the seats are ordered according to these seven lampstands. Yes. They represent the holy one, those called the church. You know, church is not the building. They are the holy ones. Now the building is the tabernacle or synagogue. Yes. Now the other you have seen, Revelation 1 verse 20, the seven lampstands you saw in heaven, they represent the churches, the seven churches. In those seven churches, they are the gatherings of holy ones who are in the heavens, those called the church. That's why Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 23, they have said to the church of the firstborn. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Now they gather like that. And when you reach there, you will know in the gatherings how you're supposed to sit. When you come from the city and you come to gather in the central.
Yes.
It means you surround the central of it. Now the Holy Spirit and represents in the mercy seat, and the worship proceeds on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you read in Revelation, Revelation chapter
1,
the Lamb of God too appears in those lamps in the central of them. Now the lampstands are surrounding there.
Yes.
That's why in Revelation they say, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10 up to 12. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10.
Nali mu moyo ku lunaku lwa Mukama waffe, ne mpulira ennyuma wange eddoboozi ddene ng'ery akagombe.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet.
Olunya lw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Verse 11.
Nga kwogera nti, ky'olaba wandiika mu kitabo, okiweereze kanisa omusanvu, eri Efeso, n'eri Sumuna, n'eri Perugamo, n'eri Suwatira, n'eri Sadi, n'eri Philadelphia, n'eri Laodikia.
Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches, which are in Asia, and unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamum, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Verse 12.
And I turned
to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. Yes. Remember, as I saw these things, he was in the central. Looked into the city. He had a voice behind as he was looking at the city.
In the
central, they have reached you right in the central. You hear behind you. In the middle of that city. Yes. The voice is speaking. You turn rich on the lampstands. For they are big, you look at them. They are like giant screens. As you see the seven. Every screen fire comes from it. Big. As looked in the middle of the seven lamps. Right in the master seat. And one is seated there. Let's see him in the verse 13. Revelation chapter 1 verse 13.
Ne wakati wetabaza nenda bafanana ngo mwana w'omuntu ngayambadde okutuka ku bigere era nga sibiddwa mu kifubo lukubo lwa zaabu.
And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girded about the breasts with a golden belt. Yes. He saw him sit on the master seat. He's come the gathering to proceed on. Right then he had come from the third heaven, where we have not yet reached. And he had left there the Holy Spirit. For he is in the heavens and earth. He comes in this time on. Yes. Now these seven lampstands, in the central of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, they are near the cherubims, those who are in the middle. And these seven lampstands, they are what show church of the holy ones in heavens, how they gather. And the seats are ordered well in according to the lampstands, how they are positioned. And the seats are right in the basement of the central. When you reach there, you don't find the seats there.
But
when the gathering is going to happen, they begin to come out from the ground. When the praise reaches, they are lowered down in the ground. The angels, they rejoice when no chair is troubling them.
Amen.
That is very nice. You don't break chairs there. There's no usher that you do. You're breaking chair.
Amen.
That's why you see in Revelation chapter 20, the seats just come out and they display themselves. Who is warm enough to enter the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven? Let's read verse 4. Revelation chapter 20 verse 4.
Nendaba entebe z'obwakabaka nga kuliko abatuddeko ne baweebwa okusala omusango n'emyoyo gyabwe abateemwako emitwe olw'okutegeeza kwa Yesu n'olw'ekigambo kya Katonda n'abo abataasinza nsolo newankubadde ekifaananyi kyayo so tebakkiriza nkovu ku byenyi byabwe ne mu mukono gwabwe ne baba balamu ne bafugira wamu ne Kristo emyaka 10.
And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Yes. He saw thrones. And those sitting on
there,
you are given to carry judgment out.
Remember,
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 up to 5. Holy ones will carry judgment out. They are ones who so sat on these thrones. What's the price, boss? They are not seats, mere seats. Thrones. For there we are kings there, who are reigned over by King of Kings. We are priests, are led by the high priests. We are God, are led by the one true God. For God be God as God. You don't sit on that your seats. No one here. No synagogue on this one. Which has thrones like those in the synagogue in heaven, Jerusalem. The other thrones. Now which king here? Look at their thrones. But no, in the city it's interesting when you come together. You sit on thrones. They come right from the basement of the central of the city. And when you reach to praise, and they all go back in the basement. The thrones.
Amen.
And you praise nothing troubles in the city. Those who fly in the sky, those coming down, those who lift like cults, look at the leaping and they are in the seats on the thrones. When we reach priests, we are no more kings. We are no more priests. We are children created to show the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I wonder in some synagogues or in some churches, and the praise has reached the pastor is right seated watching. There are many things we shall see right there. Because those lamps, the seven lamps, they get the anointing from the cherubims.
Then
the others are called the olive priests, pour out their oil into these lampstands. Yes. There are works there.
Technology
is right there, which has never been on this earth. Those lampstands, they are like screens.
That
when they speak on the earth, things spoken of the earth, they display them there, and the angels with the Holy Ones. When they speak the third heavens, they display the third heaven on those screens. There is where we most started from, with the Holy Ones and the angels in the city of God. When we started the product of the Bible of heaven in the covenant box, and we started with angels, and we started with the Holy Ones, the Abrahams, Isaac, Jacob, Abel. But those we started with, those Holy Ones, you sit with them, they tell you experience of their generations. As you're still there, and they display him on the screen. As you're there, the screen draw and they pull you, and they take you in
their,
these have been telling you the experience, move from their conversation. You enter in the eras they were there on earth. Everything they told you, you see it. Right there, we have to start many things in the central. But because of time and this listing, let's meet tomorrow. We see the 12 foundations upon which they have built, planted 12 cities
in
one city, Jerusalem of heaven. 12 foundations planted on 12 cities, all compacted together to make up the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening, reading the Bible, writing, believing,
to
be ready to put in action,
even
to spread to others and to change many,
or turn
all nations disciples of Jesus. May God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.